Fetterman says during Fauci hearing he regrets rejecting lab leak theory as right-wing conspiracy. By Catherine Hamilton on July 29, 2026. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, said Wednesday during the hearing with former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, head Anthony Fauci that he regrets scoffing at the coronavirus pandemic lab leak theory. Fetterman, who has been increasingly at odds with his own party, lamented how legitimate questions about the origins of the COVID-19 virus became partisan and said lawmakers in the future should be more willing to examine evidence, no matter which side of the political aisle initially raises concerns. Something that it's not about much more your regrets, but I have one. And that is, early on that there was the theory that the virus could have emerged from the lab. And early on, that became like a right-wing kind of theory. And I thought it seemed to make sense. Now, there was a really advanced lab that was close by and then you have this unknown virus out. But that became a very partisan thing. It seems now it's more and more emerging theory that that would have come from the lab. Fetterman said at the hearing for the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Now, you know, I think that the next time our nation's facing something like this, we not become, you know, as I might have been, blinded by the partisan idea that maybe the truth might come from a side that's different than you are. I think we should be willing to pursue truth, no matter where that may have emerged, he continued. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, released Fauci's diary entries ahead of the hearing and after subpoenaing him. The diary provides a look into Fauci's day-to-day operations. But many have quickly noticed that Fauci seemed delighted in pointing out his growing fame at home and abroad. In a January 2020 diary entry released by Sen. Paul, Fauci privately admitted that scientists suspected the coronavirus likely stemmed from a lab leak, even as he publicly blasted it as a wild conspiracy theory. Watch the full hearing here. During Wednesday's hearing, Fauci invoked the Fifth Amendment more than 100 times while facing a barrage of questions from Republicans over his diaries and his handling of the pandemic response. Sen. Paul said there will be a panel vote to hold Anthony Fauci in contempt after his refusal to cooperate. The full diary can be found here. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.